Once again, Haitana Masana Shlehuma Kamishu Madamin. It's called Kamishu Madamin. So it's considered already, like the claim, really received it already. So it's his. Therefore, once it's his, now somebody eats it, somebody's mazik, and the rabbi will have to pay back the kain. But otherwise, in Echlami, before it belongs to the kain, in Echlami, that's the salacha, that matnes kuna, and matnes, and the truma, is called, or matnes aniyim, it's called mam shem letovim. Therefore, if somebody's mazik, it will be potter from paying back. Yeah, alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up Kufla Maralef, Yamaralef, on top. Yes, the middle of Shalagan Reb Chizit Halacha that he said if you're mazik, matnes kuno, or you eat them, you're potem l'shalim. So left kashu was, I hear it's mashmo, you have to pay back. Teretz was again, hachinami, di osli yodda b'tevelayu. As long as the Kayin received these matonis when they were b'tevel, but the kids that came to the Kayin's hand already, and the Ksavah this time holds, Ksavah Haitano, Matana Shlehumu, even though you didn't take off the Trumas yet, you weren't even separated yet, but still, Kamishu Madam, if you gave the whole thing over to the Kayin, we consider as if the Truma or the Matanas were taken off, and therefore the Kayin, like, is already Zeicha in these Matanas. Therefore, now, if somebody eats them as Mazak, then they have to pay. But when the Matanas are still by the Yisrael, before they gave it to the Kayin, that was with Chizdus Chinsh before that you brought them in the Shalit. Was a Toshima, come now bring another proof. Halacha is, Gemara Gidin, Hareishon, so Beis HaMelech. Let's say the king's men came into your house and they took away property from you. Hareishon, so Beis HaMelech, Geronoi. They took away from your silo, from your food, from your tefuah. And yes, it's like this. Im Bechoivoi, if you owe money to the government, to the king, and now he took away your wheat, because of that, took away $100 worth of wheat, so Chayiv Liyaser. You have a chiva take off truma semaisris mimokamacher from tfu that you still have upon that tfuwa that the king took. There's a pshat is like you're paying up money to the king. So it's still like it was yours before. So you have a chiva take off truma semaisris now. In Bian Poros, let's say it's time the king's men is time taking it away without right. It's time like just time like stealing from you, grabbing it away from you. Then the locher is potemalasa. Then we say you don't have to pay, or you have to give truma semaisus, because it's not really your chayv to pay. But our point of the kashrus and the ratio though, if you have a chayv to pay the king, and the king's men come and takes away your wheat, so you have to take off truma semaisus. The question is why? According to the chizl, like mom and shame like tovim, you should be proper from paying? So my answer is, shani hosam, there is different, the kor mishtar shilei. You're having direct enjoyment from the tefuah that the king took away. In other words, you owe a chayiv to the king. You owe money to the king. So you have to pay him $100. Now that he took away $100 worth of wheat, it's like you're having hanno from it. It's like you gained $100. So that's considered like you still have the $100 here. So that's why you still have to take off truma semaisus. And the place speaks out, even every time then, when you're mazik, when you eat, the matanis. Say the same thing also. The Yisrael eats truma. Why don't they say hukum ishtashile? He's having enjoyment from it. He's saving himself the money to pay supper. So that money should also have to pay back to the kohen. So his answer is no. The girl we could have said, Hayisi misana, I would have fasted. Who said I would have eaten today? Maybe I would have fasted today. So start by eating the matanis, you're protected from paying. But over here, when you owe the king the money, and if he didn't take away the wheat, he would have taken away your money. So by him taking away the wheat, it's called mishtarshi, you're gaining on the deal, you're keeping the money. That's called, like you still have it, and therefore you have to give up from Mr. Maisus. But it's no kasha to Rav Chisda. Torah Shema coming here. I have a Mishnah later that says, Oma loy mocholi b'nei meyeho shapara. A Jew goes to the butcher and says, sell me the stomach of a para. For all your ben matnas kuna, and in this part of the stomach is the keva, that there's a mitzvah to give to the kain. So Lachur is nice on Lachayim v'yena menakalim in Adamim. That the Jew that bought it now, when he receives the whole stomach, like he's going to have to give away the kaver to the Kayin. And he has the right to take away, to deduct this from the price. Because the Meister, when he sold it to us, everybody knows he's supposed to give it to the Kayin. But Rashi says, Sherei hoi yodea lakeach, shem atonis shom. Like the one that bought it knew that there's a kaver, there's a stomach inside. And therefore, when you sold it, when you bought it, you knew you had in mind to give it to the kain. So you can't deduct money for it. What's going to be the loka chimena b'mishkol? Let's see, say I want to buy a pound of meat. It's $10 a pound. I want to buy a pound or 2 pounds. You're buying it by weight. So then, for sure, you're only buying meat that you could eat. So if the butcher gives you part of the matanis, then the loka is nice non lakoin. So the one that buys it, he has to still give the cave or the chayim or the zroya to the kain. But here, a menakalim in Adom, he has a right to deduct the money. He the meister stole it. You have to return it, like the meister. You have the cave now. And for hatabach yinakim in adomim, because you sold something that's not yours. Like here, where you bought clearly a pound of meat, you meant to say meat that I could eat. So you have no right to sell it to you. But the question is, am I levi kematik matnes kuna or shochlon? Let it here be that you like matnik it, or you ate it, that you're part of from paying. See, Rafa, why do we say here you have to pay it? Why do you have to pay? Rashi, but my nes lekayim levi kematik. Now that like the gazan, somebody sold it to you, so that guy like stole was matnik it. He sold it to you. So once you have it, now the chori should be able to keep it. Mer says no. Shani Hosin, the Isnaya bin, now here it's much better. Here it's been, it's right around. Since it's here, therefore you have to return it. When do we say Matik is potter? If you're Matik, it's not here anymore. But when the Maton is still here, Avadi, you have to return it. Toshma come here. It says, Tisha Nichse Koin, but 9 types of Nichse Koin. Koin means 9 types of Matnes Kuna. So Rashi says, it doesn't know where you learned the price like this, because really, we know there are 15. Rashi says, a Moitzani Tesva of Maton, there are 15 Matnes Kuna that are all considered Nichse Koin. What does that mean? It's the property of the Koin, that he could do whatever he wants, last of them, Kosar, can do whatever he wants with it. A Truma, a Truma, a Truma, he can do whatever he wants with it. Alright, so then Rashi answered, it could be it's part of them, it doesn't mean 9, but a few of these, like, included in those 15. Like, a few of those 15 are 3 of them, so like one over here. But one of these 9, it says here, the Truma, when the Yisrael gives Truma to a Kain, who comes in the Chosim, he can do whatever he wants with it. Or Truma, Smaisa, a lady gives to the Kain, the Chalo, take off Chalo. Reshes Hagei is the first of the wool, your shear off your animals. Matonois, the Zroyul Chayim Vekebom, Fihad Demai, by Suffolk, Perish Yabai for Namarot, you have to take off Truma, give to a Kohen, the Truma Smaisa, Fihad Bikurim, Fihad Kerem Viachemish, and the Kerem Chemish, if somebody eats Truma, he has to pay back Kerem and the Chemish. So that goes to the Kohen, that's called regular Nichse Kohen. But as Rashi says, Gezla, Kerem Chemish could be the Gezla Ger, somebody steals from a Ger, also you have to give it back to a Kohen. Alright. Gezla, the Kerem Chemish. Doesn't say clearly which Kerem Chemish here, or it could be Gezla Ger, yeah. But Kopan Gemara says, Lamai, what does it mean to say that all these Matanis are considered Nichse Kohen, Mashma, they belong to the Kohen? So Gemara says, Lav doesn't mean to say, Lo Yitzim, but they own him. Then in case of somebody who mazik them or eats them, then we'll have to pay back to the kohen, that the bezdin is graveya, is taveya for the kohen. So who you see, not like Rav Chisda, you see it's called mom sheesh lo tevim. So Mura says, loy, that's not the pshan, this grace. So it would rather means, likir etnan, like we learned. Loma omru, or lama omru, nichse kohen. For what purpose was it said that these things are nichse kohen? It means, shekohen ben avodim v'kakoyis, that a kohen has a right to use these things to buy for himself an eved, or property of him, even a behemoth tameya. Or baal choyv noit lamachoyv rosi could pay it up. If he owes somebody money, he has a right to pay it up with these things. V'isha b'ksuboso, or he has a wife to pay, he could pay from these things. For sefer Torah, who adin a sefer Torah also. Rashi says, avapi shein, even though sefer Torah is not lachila, it's not something lover there. He really could buy a sefer Torah with these things. So Rashi says, libi megamgem was the chiddush chur pshita. Alright, by koponim, it could be still somebody's matik, these matonis could be a potter. Here it means nichse, it just means to say that once the kohen gets it, he could do whatever he wants, but even buy these things. Now, hahu, the Gemara says, hahu livoi, devi chotif matanto. There was a certain levi, a levoya, that used to take away matnas kuna. Rashi says, chotif matanto, kishat, when it's nikis, were taking the Zroyev L'chayayim Bekeva to a Kohen, that used to send Mashmah, the Yisrael would send it with his kid to the Kohen, so Chaitfon Miyadayim, this Levi would still take it. Samara says, also, so they came, they told to Rav. So what happened is Levi here, this Levoya, she's taking the Matonis. Omulun, so else like this, Loi Mistayid, Loi Shaklin Minei, isn't it enough that we don't make you give Matnes Kuna? Ela Michtav Nami Chot, like how can we be taking it? And then Shabbat, they have no right. The Matnes Kuna is supposed to go to a Koyin, not to Levi. But like I said, a wonder like, you yourself, it's enough that we pop to you. Because when a Levi has his own behemoth, he himself is not mechuyev to give matanis to a kohen acher. But we have no right to keep it. So Moshe says, but Rav, what's Pshan Rav? If Levi is bechlal am, like it says here, the matanis kun is from the yam, is so mishkonam milishkumna, which you take from them also. Rashi says, yikriam mishkumnei, for mi'ei so'om, mi'ei zoiv chiyasetach, so the Pesach says. If a Levi is bechlal am, they also have a chiyuv to give matonis. Elamai v'ilayikru yarmachmona patri ma'itivus tevin gabayu. And if they're not called an am, so what does Rav say? Like we did something good for you. It's not us. The Torah says a Levi is potter. The Mor says iloy ikru yam. If a Levi is not called part of the am, they're called like by themselves. Rachmona patrinu. So what does Rav saying lashon like? Isn't it enough? So I patted you. Like, what is what's Rav Loshin saying? Like, Mashma, I did something good for you. Well, what good did Rav do? The Torah says you patted. What do we need Rav for in this? So Moshe says like this. Really, Misafkale, Rav himself was in doubt. A Yikriyam, Ilo Yikriyam, is a Levi called an Amanat. He had a suffix whether he has to give Matnas Kuna or not. So therefore, that's the Chiddush Rav saying. It's enough to say that Mitzara suffix, we don't make you pay. You don't have to give the Matonis. That's for sure, you have no right to take it. Rashi says, we have a suffix, whether well, you have a chiv to give it now, so you're potter from giving the matonis. But that was Rav Taina, but you're hopping too much. But for you to keep it, that you have no right to keep it. Now the Mar says, Yosef Rapopon, Hoppe was sitting down, Yosef Rapopon, the Komal Olai Shemait, you're saying over this halacha. Rashi derived that what the Mesakla, that Rav had a doubt, whether a Levi is considered an am or not. So, Eisvei Rav Idi Barav Nopo, the Rav Nopo asked the question to Rav Papa. It says, Alochom, Abo Matonois, Abo the Rafur, Abo Matnas Aniyim Shebekerim. There are four types of matonis you have to give to an oni in the vineyard. Ha Peret Voilis Viashicha Bapeya. Peret Voilis are the types of grapes on the vine, on the cluster. When you start to pull them off and certain things are left over, it's a question whether a few grapes or bare stems, it's a shadow what exactly what it is. The Mishnah explains it. But call upon this parrot and oilless, the Ashikha the Apeya. Shikha means after you're collecting the grapes, if you leave a bundle there, you have to leave it for the ani, and the Apeya, you have to leave over one corner for the niyim. The Shalash of Tfuah, when you're taking off wheat like, you have three types of matnas kuna. You have haleket, v'yashicha v'peya. You have leket, when you're first cutting it down, two pieces fall off, you have to leave it there. V'yashicha, after you make your bundles, and you leave over one or two bundles also, you have to leave it for kain, for the oni. And v'yapeya, at the beginning, you have to leave over peya. Now, shnayim shevilon, on a tree you have two. Hashicha v'yapeya. From a tree, when you cut down the tree, and things fall down, no, Hashikha means you leave over the bundle, you forgot some bundle there, you have to leave it there. V'yateh, you have to leave over peyah from a tree. Now, kulam, all these matonis, ain behem tevis anor labaylam. Means the owner has no tevis anor, he's not really an owner to say who to give it to. Like, therefore, it's not called yours at all. Any oni wants to come has right to take it. You're not a baylam oni, you have no tevis anor from it. We'll soon see what it means. V'yafilu oni shab yisrael mitzim miyadoi. Even another oni shall be sought to take it away from these people. Like it's not theirs. These matonis are any oni could come and take it. Now, ma'aser oni ha'mischalik b'teich beisai. Let's say ma'aser oni. He had to take the tefuah home. A balabos took it home, and he took off. Let's say truma ma'aser rishon. Now it's the third year and the sixth year. Let's give off ma'aser oni. So he took off ma'aser oni. That now you give out b'teich beisus. Here the loch is yesh tevis anor. Here, since you took it home already, it's a little bit you're the owner to give it to which any oni you want. And therefore, if somebody says, I'll pay you money to give it to this oni, you have a right to take the money. That's called yesh b'tevus hanol b'aylem. But again, b'filu oni shav yisrael mitzir noisem yodai. Even another oni to come and take it away from you. Meaning to say that the owner has no right to keep his own matnas aniyim. Even though the owner is an oni himself, but his own matonis he can't keep for himself. That's a mitzvah, you always have to give it to another oni, you can't keep it yourself. Now, the shah matnas kuna, all other matonis kuna, that goes to the kohen, not to the oni, you can go in as rov l'chayim v'kevo, ein matzi noisim yodah, we can't take it away. Loi mikoyin lekoyin, loi melevi to levi. We don't take it away from one coin to another coin, or from one levi to another levi. The matnas kuna, they have a right to keep. A coin doesn't take away, it keeps his own matonis. Here it's not like matnas aniyim, that the oni himself has to give it away to another oni. Rather, the coin can keep it for himself. And the same thing, we don't take away from one levi to give it to another levi. Here it's mashma levi is potter for matnas kuna. Now explains the price first. What are these four matonas we have in the kerem? Ha-peret, vi-oilis, vi-ashicha, v-peya. Yachsir, the pasuk says, v-karma cholois oilo. When you can't clear off your kerem, take off all the grapes. You have to leave some type you have to leave for the aniyim. Or peret, karma cholois, like the same thing, don't collect the peret, the leftover grapes. Yachsir, then the pasuk says, kisiv tzor karma cholois oilo lach-recho. Don't go back after that. What does that mean, don't go back a second time? Means you've left over a bundle there when you're first collecting it. You're not supposed to go back and take that bundle, but you have to leave it there for the yoni. Peyo, gomer acherecha, acherecha mizayis. Learn out here, kerem from the zayis, from the olives. The Chassidus says, kisach b'tzatzecho le'sefor acherecha. When you're cutting down your olives, don't take it or clean it off altogether. And with some of the verb Yishmoel, it means this, le'tifto tefat v'menu, is don't take its tferos from it. Meaning you have to leave over peya. So kids, you learn out that there's peya by kerem also. Now, shleisha shebetfua, there are three mitzvahs matnas kuna by tfua by wheat. What is that? That's haleket via shikha via peya. You see the pasuk says of a kutzuchem of tzirata